GAA on Off the Ball.
Darragh O'Sullivan, Ballygunner manager, you must be absolutely delighted with that. 3-20 to 2-6, but not only the scoreline, the performance from start to finish was awesome from your team today.
Yeah, and look, the worry and the concern would have been obviously when we came into the game with such a long break. And, you know, look, the lads were really on point today, in fairness, all through the match. You know what I mean? They kept going for the 60 minutes and, you know, they were really, really happy with the impact the lads made from the bench as well when they came on. You know, they kept the momentum there. But, look, overall, it's, you know, it's just a tough day. The lads were out of bed probably 5:45 this morning. You know, it's a long day to come here. But, look, we done it 2 years ago against Six Mile Bridge. So we had the blueprint about how you prepare for a game like this, in fairness, and we just done the exact same thing. So, look, we're absolutely thrilled. You know, we're back in the semi-final of Munster Championship again. You know, there's going to be a huge challenge come to us in Tipperary. We're looking forward to that and, you know, 2 weeks' time. And look forward to looking at that county final today and see how that goes, you know.
You said it's a long day. Are you going to pull it in the way home and watch the Tipperary final, or what way are you going to do it?
I know, we'll go for a bit of grub now and we'll get back and the lads will do the rehab, whether it's tonight or tomorrow morning, you know what I mean? They'll get into the sea and they'll start rehabbing, they'll start focusing on 2 weeks' time now, you know.
In terms of that performance, Dara, like the hurling, the touch, Tony Kelly was saying it there, it wasn't just the intensity, it was the quality of the hurling that was played. You must be absolutely delighted with that. How on earth did you keep that ticking over in the right way? 8 weeks without a game is an unbelievable distance to go without playing hurling.
Yeah, but look, to be honest with you, the lads are energised by Munster Championship. And that's, you know, we had no opportunity last year to play Munster Championship. So look, you know what I mean? 2 years ago, we were obviously beaten in the Munster final. And, you know, the lads are really, really look forward to Munster Championship games. And they probably played our best hurling in Munster. Like, there was games in Waterford this year where, you know, we barely got over the line in some games. You know what I mean? Maybe Waterford hurling is a little bit stronger than people think at club level. You know what I mean? A lot of people kind of think talk down on Waterford hurling, Waterford club hurling, saying that it's not at 11 because we've won 8 championships in a row. But I can tell you one thing. Every year we've won those 8 championships, we've improved. And we'll try and improve again next year, because we don't, we'll be beating them Waterford. And that's, you know, I stand over, you know what I mean, the strength of Waterford Club Hurling, even though some people from the outside mightn't agree with me, you know.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the four Mahoney boys? Obviously, Pádraig was brilliant on the freeze. Philip, how important was that to get 50 minutes into him today?
Actually, listen, you know, like, Philip has had 2 leg breaks this year, like, to come back from the injuries he's had. You look at Pádraig coming back from a crucial injury. You look at Kevin today, was exceptionally youngest of them. Mikey got man of the match. You know what I mean? Like, they're all phenomenal guys, you know what I mean? But there's loads of them in that dressing room, you know what I mean? You know, you have like Barry Coughlin, giant captain fullback, another outstanding guys. Saki, you know, Shane, there's loads of them there, you know what I mean? I better stop mentioning them now, or people be curious, you didn't mention me. But listen, look, you know what I mean? Look, we're lucky. We're lucky to have leaders in the dressing room. We're lucky to have leaders in the club. And, you know, those guys are mainly one of the main group of people that are driving this thing on, you know?
You mentioned the early start this morning and the long trip up, and I suppose you're used to having those journeys. You've been blessed over the last couple of years that you've been able to do that. It must be incredibly enjoyable to be a part of this group. It looks out there like it's a real team that are together.
Yeah, it's a very close-knit bond between the group, like, and that has been built up over a long number of years. And days like this are the best days, you know. And I said it the other night when I was talking to the lads about, you know what I mean, going on the bus trip today, and I said, when you retire out of hurling, you'll remember the days, like, you know, we went to Six Mile Bridge 2 years ago and we got a result in Six Mile Bridge. We're going to Ennis this Sunday, we'll get a result in Ennis, you know what I mean? And that's the reality. They're the best days that you remember, as you know, as a player. And look, I'm privileged, to be honest with you, to be, you know, involved with a group like these guys, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's about driving on now and seeing if we get prepare ourselves now for the semi-final, you know.
Best of luck in that semi-final, and thanks for chatting to us today and Off the Ball, Dara.
And while we're getting carried away, Joe, Jason Knight reminds me a little bit of young Roy Keane. But while we're in full buzz at the moment, I think I'll just throw that in there and heap unnecessary pressure on the show.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts, and download the OTB Sports app.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Ballyhale's Tony Kelly is with me here today after Ballygunner have won the Munster quarterfinal. On a scoreline of 3-20 to 2-6 here in Ennis and Cusick Park. Tony, you were down as a coach today. How tough was that watching on?
We didn't really perform today. I suppose we weren't let perform as well. You know, Ballygunner were outstanding. We knew how good they were coming up today. Let's be honest, I didn't think they were that good. We played them 2 years ago now, albeit they've probably implemented or introduced maybe 4 or 5 new lads to that. And they're an exceptional side. They're a long way better than anything we faced in Clare, disappointing for us, because even though they were much better than us, we didn't really perform or hit the heights that we can. And back to the drawing board for us. We'll enjoy the Christmas and take a breather. But hats off to Ballygunner, fabulous club side.
You're probably scratching the head a wee bit there. Like, it's 8 weeks since Ballygunner last had a game. Why couldn't Ballyhale get into it? That's what it felt like. It felt like you didn't really get into that game.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us. It was firefighting maybe all over the field, but yeah, just the intensity. We probably made a lot of the 8 weeks that we were trying to go and get the intensity up in the first quarter, but yeah, they came with an intensity that we haven't met all year, and that's just been straight about it. We haven't met that intensity in a few years in Clare, and even outside of Clare, even when we went on that run in 2016, that intensity that they brought today was phenomenal all over the field, but and mixed in with quality. You can see it. First touch good, hurling good, striking. Everton used to playing together, and yeah, as I said, it'll take a fair team and unit to stop them winning Munster this year.
Yeah, they were awesome throughout the game, and like it looked like you got a good start to the second half. You were 8 points down. DC gets a point straight away off the break. What was being said at half time? Like, were you saying we're still in this?
Half time, it was kind of try and get our structure and our shape going a bit better than it was in the first half, and it was all about trying to up our intensity because they blew us out of it in the first quarter with how well they tackled and hunted in packs. And look, at the message at half time was just try and reduce the gap if we could. And look, it didn't get a bad start to the second half, but once it settled down again, Ballygunner seemed to get into their rhythm again. And yeah, they were exceptional out today. Just Everton hurling dead. It was the full package today. And going forward, they're going to be very strong. I think it's the winners of tip this evening they're playing. And yeah, it'll be a tough day at the office for someone that is going to take them on. And yeah, looking forward to seeing how they do perform the next day and judging ourselves against that as well.
Tony, yourself, obviously you've had to watch on the last couple of weeks. It must have been very difficult for you. How are you getting on yourself?
Not too bad. Kind of halfway through the kind of the recovery period in terms of being off the feet. Yeah, so maybe a couple of months away from maybe getting back on the pitch, doing a bit of running and doing a bit of jogging and see how we get on from there. So it'll probably be, I think the league is starting in February. I probably won't make the league in February, but maybe the end of February, maybe March is kind of my kind of return date, kind of hopefully. So we'll see how things are going. Things are going well enough at the minute. So yeah, keep up that progress and see where I am the new year.
Tony, best of luck with all the recovery, and thanks for chatting to us today on Off The Ball.
GAA on Off The Ball.